The team will include experts on epidemiology, laboratory testing, and clinical treatment from China, the United States, Europe, Australia, and the World Health Organization, WHO. They have been invited by the Chinese authorities to conduct a week-long assessment of the H7N9 outbreak and response to it, as well as further prevention and control measures. Glenn Thomas is a WHO spokesperson in Geneva.
The number of cases now confirmed is 63, with 14 fatalities. More than 1,000 close contacts of the confirmed cases are being closely monitored, based on the assumption that there is a persistent source, and until the source is identified, further human cases of infection are expected in the affected and other areas of China.
H7N9 is part of a group of influenza viruses which normally circulate among birds. According to WHO, there had been no reports of human infections until the recent cases in China. The agency does not know why this is occurring because the source of exposure for these infections is not known. H7N9 has also been found in chickens, quails, pigeons, and ducks, as well as in environmental samples, says Silvano Sofia with the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO.
At the moment, there is no confirmation that individual exposed would necessarily become ill. Diagnostic capabilities in the Southeast region and elsewhere are being strengthened.
FAO is working with China to develop a market chain analysis to trace the sources of infected poultry back to their farms of origin and also to identify other infected farms. Deanne Penn, United Nations.